following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Everyone would like to get a few more miles from their gasoline. You'll be happy to know there's a gasoline that can help you do just that. BP gasoline with Invigorate can help your car get a few more miles per tank when compared to low detergent gas. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. We're confident you'll find a good use for the extra miles, even if it's just taking a long way home to hear the end of your favorite song on the radio. Fill up today with BP gasoline with Invigorate.
Gentlemen, Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and you're looking for a secret weapon. You know, a page from the back of the playbook to give you an edge? Well, this is it. A beautiful and delicious fresh fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements is sure to sweep her off her feet. And you can even dip the fruit in chocolate. Don't buy the same old flowers or box chocolate. She'll see that coming from miles away. Score huge points with delicious fruit and sumptuous chocolate starting at just $25. Order now, visit a store, call 1-877-DO-FRUIT, or go to ediblearrangements.com. Edible Arrangements, happiness is always in season.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hey, welcome. It's Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Super Bowl edition. Friday here, taking up to the lunch hour. Talking Mike Perenio from Mandalay Bay Racing Sportsbook. He's set to join us. Looking forward to getting the latest from the sports book and what's going on with the odds, and is the line going to move any further than that? Howard Griffith is set to join us from the Big Ten Network to discuss what went on with the recruiting. Also, Scott Steinbrück set to join us as they welcome into town Omaha Central, the number one team in Class A basketball, the number one team in the state. So
we hope.
We hope. Probably not going to happen. But what do you do? Hi, Doug. How are you?
Well, I'm better than you are right now.
Why?
Well, I was wondering what was going on when I was driving across the street here at the last moment to get to the show. I don't think you want to look out the window. It's not snowing. Can you see your front windshield?
No.
How many policemen are in this town?
You're kidding me.
It's incredible. I've been there a million times. I have no idea. Are your plates up to date?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Happy Super Bowl, fool. I can't wait to get Mike Perenio on the show today. I'm fired up. Folks, we're going to do the best we can to keep you up to date on what is going on with sports and weather. With this day of so much, this isn't the old days. This isn't the old days where you tuned into radio 24/7 to find out what was going on, because you've got cell phones, you've got computers, you've got Twitter, you've got email, you've got Facebook. But we're going to keep you up to date. UNK, they're going to move up their games today, 4-6, and then we'll see what happens from there. Same way with Hastings College. Huskers overshadowed a big wrestling duel tonight. Seems like every wrestling duel in the Big Ten is big, but this is the defending national champions. And one of the greatest wrestlers in the history of the collegiate sport, leading Penn State, coming out to take on Nebraska tonight. But, Daddy, all that's going on last night, it's a shame that the men and women were playing at the same time, and we're going to start putting the women on the FM. That's what I'm saying, instead of the men. There's a thought. What do you as a fan think? Would you rather hear Nebraska's men's basketball team, which I'm not throwing you under the bus as saying is terrible, okay? I'm not saying that. But we do have a rated Nebraska women's basketball team. And, yes, last night went triple overtime. And, well, yeah, we would have rather heard that probably.
With some girls from the state that people recognize or relate to.
What are your thoughts on that? I mean, we can make that decision. our Huskers Air on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And I have no issue with anything, but I just got to thinking about that. A great game last night. Nebraska wins in triple overtime, and the Nebraska men lose, although it was high-scoring, entertaining. That was on ESPN.
The second half was high-scoring and entertaining.
Well, it was 41-26 at halftime.
Well, yeah, 26 at halftime, and they had 10 three-pointers, and they just... It just was the ugliest thing to watch, Doug, and I watched most of the first half. And it looked like we're in that 1-4. It looks like we're in a four-corners offense, and we can't get the ball moved. That's what it looked like. It was just terrible to watch.
6.8 seconds to go. Double overtime. Two-point game. Brittany Rayburn has 11 points. She will shoot one more. High drama now in West Lafayette. Rayburn makes the second. She's got 12. Three-point game. 80-77. Lindsay Moore crosses half court with four. Into the forecourt with three. With two. Hands off. Emily Cady at the buzzer. Yeah! Betcha! Emily Cady sends us to triple overtime. Emily Cady with an off-balance three. We're going triple overtime.
Incredible. Incredible shot.
Why was that not on TV?
Well, again, a lot of these games, they set the schedule ahead of time. If this game would have been next week, I think it's on TV because the Big Ten released this last week its final 3 weeks of women's basketball. I mean, again, I can hear the folks out there going, who cares? Yes, it was better and should have been better. I mean, there's four Big Ten teams ranked. If two of them are playing, they should be on the Big Ten network.
I would think this would be a decision you can make the second week in January for this week to get a, I mean, you saw these teams coming. I mean, you knew they were rated. You knew they were winning ball games. It was a really good ball game. They found a way to get it done. Triple overtime. Good for the Lady Huskers.
Trent wants to know if Gronkitis is only only 75%, how will that affect his game?
Probably be about 75% effective. Probably be three quarters percent effective.
You got your question for Perennio. I heard those have been coming in. We say if you've got a question about prop bets or the Super Bowl or just the game or anything. It doesn't even have to be the Super Bowl. They're going to start driving in circles here pretty soon as well. NBA is going on, NCAA basketball tournament. Any questions you've got, email us. We would love to pass them along to any of our guests. Mike Perennio from the Mandalay Bay, Howard Griffith, Big Ten Network, Scott Steinbrook, Kearney High Boys basketball coach, Dent Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Yeah, our friend David Wayne, Doug, wanted to know what the exact odds on whether it be heads or tails. He thought that would be an in-depth conversation.
I thought you were saving that.
Now we get it. Thanks for the question, Dave. Appreciate that.
Delusional Husker fan. One thing to keep in mind about Nebraska's recruiting is the fact that we are in the middle of nowhere. You look at the top 25 recruiting schools and what do most of them have in common? Warm weather, beaches, bikinis, flip-flops. How can you have a jacket on? Nebraska can't compete with that. And I think that a young kid just getting out of high school would love to go somewhere warm with hot girls wearing bikinis. Has he been in Lincoln in July? For Nebraska to even sniff a top 25 or top 30 recruiting class is amazing to me, since none of these recruits are old enough to remember the good old days in the 90s when Nebraska was kicking butt. These coaches are doing one heck of a selling job to get a kid from Texas or Florida to come to Nebraska. Would I like to think that Nebraska is, quote, the destination for college football? Yes, but reality is that we'll need to build our next dynasty with three-star recruits and walk-ons. Can it be done? I sure hope so. My children don't need any more French lessons from me on game day. Thanks, Delusional. I mean, yeah, there's just not as many of them probably. Is that what you're saying, Delusional? Saw a few yesterday.
I know other places have, Nebraska's selling some pretty good facilities down there too. Now, yes, at Texas they've got great facilities. I understand that. There are some other facilities. But you look at USC's facilities, yes, USC has a lot to offer with the beaches, with the pretty girls, whatnot. But Nebraska's facilities next to USC's are night and day.
And the big selling point is, and this could open up a can of worms, but one of the big selling points is, as the coaches have always done, you got to get the mom. You got to get the grandma. You got to get the mom. And you've got to get that to realize that, you know what, your kid's good. If he comes here, maybe he will get that $1 million check every day the rest of his life in the pros. But if he doesn't, he's going to leave our program. And I'm sorry, USC, they don't. Texas, they don't. There's a lot of these programs where they don't. The numbers do not lie. And that has to be part of Nebraska. And hand-in-hand with that, the kid you're recruiting has to be smart enough to come to Nebraska. As Bob Devaney said, I want good football players, but I want intelligent football players.
Also, in little Big Ten recruiting news, Bielema and D'Antonio kind of taking to task Urban Meyer over leaving their recruit. You know, hey, we've been on these guys for 2 years. You show up, and now Barry Alvarez having a meeting with the commissioner about this, and Urban Meyer says, "I really don't care about your little gentleman's agreement in the Big Ten." Well,
I'm here to kick your ass.
Well, that basically, but you know where he came from, the family man Urban Meyer. He came from the SEC, where apparently there's no rules. And I guess I like Bo Pelini. If you're going to grow up, if you're going to take my kid for 4 or 5 years, and he's not going to, you know, whether he gets injured or he just doesn't pan out and other kids are faster and stronger and get on the field, he's going to have that scholarship for the 4 or 5 years. That doesn't happen in the SEC. They kick these kids to the curb, period. I think that would be a huge selling point for these moms and dads. But apparently, you know, some of these people are so stupid, they probably don't understand that.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. More on recruiting. This comes from Brett. Nebraska is never going to out-recruit Florida State, LSU, Alabama, Texas, Southern California in their home states. Our philosophy has always been to go onto the states and get kids that they don't want or miss on and coach them up. Take Mack Brown, for instance, top five recruiting class every year, and if you take away Vince Young, what do you have? No titles! Now, I know that you have been watching hundreds of hours of tape on all of our recruits, so you would know better than the coaching staff who can play. Truth is, we don't know for 3 years if this class was good or bad. Till then, it's the coach's job to develop these players, not to figure out how we can recruit in the gray area. I'm glad we don't have a scumbag like Nick Saban as our head coach. I'm sure as Doug reads this, 10 scholarship players are being told to clean out their lockers because they just aren't quite good enough to play at Alabama. I know if I had a son, I wouldn't let him play for that slime bag. Be thankful we have Bo and that Callahan and John. Be thankful we have Bo and that Callahan and John Blake are gone. How is that working out for North Carolina, by the way? You want to frame that?
I don't think it deserves a frame.
Howard Griffith of the Big Ten Network is going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show when we come back. Stay with us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth.
Hi, it's the Herd. Our time is valuable. I know yours is. It's important to use every minute wisely. Why waste your time going to the post office, finding parking, then waiting in a line behind Gert? You don't have to. Get postage the instant you need it, right from your desk with Stamps.com. It's so convenient. Buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. Print postage for any letter or any package 24/7 when you need it. Stamps.com. Listen, you're a small business. You want to look like a big business. It's Stamps.com. It's so easy to get started, and it looks professional. I've had friends use it, and once you do, you never go back. Right now, Stamps.com is a special offer for my listeners. It's a no-risk trial. Plus, you get $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Only if you use my first name, Colin. Your time's valuable. My time's valuable. Don't waste it at the post office. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio mic at the top of the homepage. Type in Colin, C-O-L-I-N. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Sunday, the New England Patriots and the New York Giants square off for the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Hi, this is Kevin Harlan. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One Dial Global crew from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth in Indianapolis for Super Bowl 46. It's Tom Brady and the Patriots taking on Eli Manning and the Giants. If it's Super Bowl 46, it's right here
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
After two of the most thrilling wins in franchise history last weekend, the Tri-City Storm head for the land of straw polls and delegate fights, Iowa. But unlike Mitt and Newt, instead of looking for votes, the Storm are counting up standing points. And if it takes a few fights for some flat-out wins over Sioux City Friday and Dubuque on Saturday, they'll take them. Both games are on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Skip Berry has the 6:45 pregame both nights.
A winter storm warning is in effect this afternoon through Saturday night. For today, rain early on, then a rain-snow mix in the afternoon after a high of 39. Tonight, snow and blowing snow, heavy at times, 6 to 10 inches possible.
Right now, it's 37.
We are on?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
That was my bad.
I didn't hear it.
You getting ready for a snowstorm? You getting ready for
it's
the Super Bowl?
It's a meltdown. Yeah, I just don't know what kind of prediction I'm going to make.
You know, it will be a meltdown because you don't know what choices you're going to make when you get to Troutman's Quality Meats either. Whether you want New York strips, ribeye steaks, 90% lean ground beef, they've got it for you. Try the bacon as well. It's different, folks. That's why we send you to Troutman's to try it out. You'll go back for more. All the beef at Troutman's is USDA Choice Certified Angus beef, all aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Super Bowl week, all your favorite party foods like pork baby back ribs, brisket, and more. Check out the snack sticks. Check out the jerky. They've got it for you. Plus, they've got great seafood as well. Meat and cheese trays. You're having people over. Call Kerry. Have him arrange one for you. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. Kerry's waiting for you behind the counter. Troutman's Quality Meat, across from Bob's Superstore, a grill's best friend.
They won't quit. We've got a sparring going on the Doug and Daddy Show. Adam and Brett and Irish Ken. Now Adam and Holdridge says, to expand on a couple things I wrote about yesterday, I'm not necessarily advocating SEC-level cheating at Nebraska. I'm talking the gray area. Personalized equipment for the recruits, special tunnel walk, big screen video when they take their stadium tour. This is the gray area. This is what most schools are doing these days. These minor violations are barely enforced by the NCAA. Hell, they barely enforce the major violations. It is still early in the process, but ask yourself this. Is Ohio State better or worse off after being caught? Did Southern Cal miss a step? Oregon was paying a recruiting service to allegedly hand-deliver somebody to them, and they weren't even punished. The NCAA is nearly powerless. Football is far too. It is a business for the NCAA to come in and hammer the SEC. By the way, the comment was a shot at Irish Ken. I don't hate Notre Dame. Truth be told, they aren't good enough anymore for me to hate them.
I love it. I love it.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. By the way, Jim Tressel has a new job. Did you see this?
Yeah, it's non-football related, which is a little bit interesting. But nonetheless, he's got hired. That's where he was from, Akron, so they took him back there. $200,000 a year to basically be a vice. Basically, they created this position for him. Liaison between the school and the people.
Well, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger every year, and that is recruiting season. I think it's just so we can have football go year-round, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No, and why not go to one of the analysts from the Big Ten Network, Howard Griffith, and get his take on what went on a couple days ago when the players had to sign on the dotted line. Now, Howard, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for letting us get a minute of your time today.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate it.
Well, what do you think? Did anything stand out to you? We've got new coaches, we've got new coordinators, we got probably some folks looking for different kids and trying to get their programs in the right direction. Did anything pop right off the page at you?
Well, I think depending upon when you just look at the Big Ten overall, you know, it, the way it kind of looks is you had the Ohio State and you had Michigan that was really at the top of the class, not only in the Big Ten, but, you know, throughout the country as far as recruiting was concerned, and they really got some talented guys. You know, you take a look at Michigan, did an outstanding job of finding linebackers. They're continuing to build that defense. You know, obviously they made some huge strides defensively compared to where they were, you know, a year before, you know, a year previous under Rich Rod's regime, and now they're making inroads. And then you look at Ohio State, you know, there were a lot of questions surrounding whether or not the bowl ban was really going to affect this team, and it really hasn't. It looks like, you know, they were able to go out and still just get about whoever they wanted to, even with bringing Urban Meyer in, and I think that what's really, you know, elevated what they wanted to do as far as Ohio State, because you saw several, you know, decommitments from around the country or from around Big Ten schools that decided, you know, they were going to make a run and go to Ohio State when they got the opportunity.
Howard, stay with Michigan for a minute. You got a team going from what was a spread offense to now the pro-style offense. The skill set of players, how different is that and what you're looking for?
It's huge. And you know what really complicates it? And Coach Holt will tell you, he'll be the first to tell you. When you have a player like Denard Robinson, you don't want to really set him back from what he does so well. And I think that's the dilemma that you know, Michigan's found themselves in, you know, last year. Now, will he be better this year? Absolutely. I think without question he'll be more of where they ultimately want that offense to go. But until Denard Robinson graduates, you know, they're going to kind of be stuck with what they're doing. Denard's going to do a lot of things with the side play. But I think when they can continue to really be able to make the running game go, that really takes a lot of the pressure off of Denard as far as being able to allow him to just be the quarterback and not be the focal point so much as the runner, the running quarterback, as he's had to do over the last several years.
Howard Griffith is joining us from the Big Ten Network here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. How have the scandals, you touched on it for Ohio State, what about how can you even begin to put together a team at Penn State with the situation that they have? I mean, you got a coach that's in the Super Bowl and it's just so up in arms. It just seems like Penn State would have an impossible time recruiting this year.
Well, they did have a difficult time, man. We had a chance to talk with O'Brien yesterday on the Big Ten recruiting show, and he was the first to say it was really about his staff that was there, because he wasn't as involved in recruiting as most of the coaches are, because he had the playoffs now, he has the Super Bowl going on. So I think he really had to give a lot of credit to the staff that's there now to really get some of these guys in and to allow them, you know, to try to build a class. But then you talked about the scandal, and I think it's going to take some time. I think, you know, you look at some of the comments that some of the recruiting services, you know, did a behind the scenes or an anonymous poll with a lot of the top players throughout the country, and they asked them that question about, you know, Penn State, and a lot of them said, you know, they wouldn't want anything to do with it right now. So it's going to take some time to get through that. But I think that having O'Brien there, a guy that's not connected to the program in the past, I think will help try to move the program forward with him being the face of the program.
Howard, one thing Nebraska's tried to do is when they joined the Big Ten is, of course, you want to have recruiting ties in Big Ten country. They pulled Jordan Westerkamp out of Chicago, out of a Catholic high school there, a receiver that had a huge state championship game, did great things all throughout. Notre Dame was a school that was highly interested in him lately. How big was getting a player like Jordan Westerkamp for Nebraska?
It was huge, first of all, because you mentioned it. I believe he, you know, reopened his recruiting and still was committed to Nebraska, but still wanted to look around and look at some other options. And I'm sure he had a lot of people in his head saying, are you kidding? You're going to go to Nebraska where they don't throw the ball as well as they need to, or a receiver like you? Because I think when you look at a Westerkamp, I'm telling you, he's a game changer because he's so polished as a receiver. It's not just the blazing speed. You know, when I studied him on tape, he was a young man that really understands route running. And I think it's hard to get younger players to really be such a crafted running routes, but this is a guy who can do that. So for Nebraska to hang on to him, I think was huge because they needed to keep a guy like that in the fold because I think that's where the offense is going to start to go. I think this similar to what you see up at Michigan that we just talked about. When you have such a talented guy playing quarterback, it's hard to try to move away from that. But you're going to have to find a way. They've got to find a way to throw the football, be able to throw it, you know, very consistently each and every time they drop back. And I think once they get there, they'll be a lot better.
Can Nebraska win a Big Ten title with Taylor Martinez and the style that he plays?
They can, but here's the X factor. Defensively, they have to be able to shut people out. You have to be able to play, you know, solid defense. I think if Taylor's able to run and dominate the run game the way they do it, because it's a little different than Michigan, because it's more of a power game. They still have Burkhead there. They have some outstanding I-backs. The offensive line has to continue to develop, but I think defensively is where it all starts. When you look at, you know, Michigan, the turnaround wasn't offensively. The numbers were way down. It was defensively. And I think when the defense can rise to the challenge and they're able to shut down their opponent and take them out of plays and get the turnovers, that allows your offense to do a lot of different things. And you don't have to be a pass-happy offense really in the Big Ten, but you have to be able to throw it, you know, consistently, but ultimately defense is what's got to be able to shut people out. When you're primarily a run team and your offensive philosophy or your style of passing game is not quite where you want it to be right now.
Howard Griffith of the Big Ten Network joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio for just another couple of minutes. The sentiment I'm getting, Howard, is that the Big Ten will be down next year with really only Michigan on an upward swing. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think when you look at the teams, you can find it. You know, there are a few holes. And when you look at, you know, Wisconsin, you know, what's happening there? You know, they've lost six assistants, Russell White. Yes, Monty Ball is coming back. But, I mean, what else? So there's still some unknowns. We're going to have a new quarterback, you know, in that situation. You look at Ohio State, sure, they're going to compete, but they're not going to be in the championship game or involved in bowl game. You know, you drop down Michigan State, I think still has to replace some guys, you know, on the offensive side, the talented wide receivers, including Cousins. They have a guy there that can maybe be able to step up, but there are a lot of unknowns, and that's what's happening right now. So when you look at Nebraska, you know, with a talented quarterback, with the eye back, defensively, can they step up and rise to the challenge? I think they should be able to get it done. I'm going to tell you the team that the people have to watch that continues to have an outstanding year is Purdue. Purdue, each time that Danny Hope has been there, we've had a chance to see him in the spring, that talent on that roster continues to be raised. So I think there's some teams that really can make a push. Whether or not Nebraska is going to be one of the ones that can win the Big Ten, I think ultimately hinges on the fact that they get good quarterback play and the defense plays outstanding. Those are the X factors, and I think the defense playing at a high level is probably bigger than the way Taylor Martinez plays.
Howard Griffith has grown up with Big Ten football, scored 8 touchdowns in a game for University of Illinois. It's just crazy.
8?
Yeah, well, Rex Burkhead's coming after
That's
that.
That's more than Al Bundy did in Chicago High School.
Al Bundy only had 4. So, you know, hey, but I'm in good company.
Hey, Howard, Jim Tressel, just everybody's starting to find out about this in the last 24 hours, is getting a job at Akron. I was just wondering what your thoughts were on that.
You know, it's going to be interesting. I think you saw him spend a little time this past season with the Indianapolis coach. He's interviewed for some jobs. There are a lot of people that are intrigued with Jim Tressel. Now, there's no question that he made some serious mistakes, you know, at Ohio State, which ultimately obviously cost him his job. But I think he's a coach that's what he does. That's what's in his blood. And you know, after the situation in Ohio State, we all felt, Coach DiNardo and I, that it would be a matter of time before he got back into coaching. And probably one of the places that we talked about was Akron, some of the smaller schools that are around where he can kind of get back into it and enjoy it. Because, listen, it's not about money. for Jim Tressel. It's not about this stardom and all of that. It's about really now something being taken away from him that he truly enjoys and loves. So, you know, he's going to get back into it, and I don't think it'll be long before he's running around on the sidelines.
Howard Griffith joins us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Howard, Nebraska has 18 walk-ons. Does anyone else in the Big Ten, was there one word mentioned about their walk-on classes in their press conferences?
None.
Yeah.
I mean, none. But to the credit, now this is, you know, Nebraska's always, historically, has always been, you know, huge. You know, walk-ons have been a huge part of the program or integral part of the program, whether or not it was on game day or not, but a part of building, you know, that tradition, then walk-ons are a part of it. So I don't think anyone else in the Big Ten, you know, quite put the emphasis on the walk-on program as Nebraska does, but this is something that, you know, is not new, something that they've always been doing.
Well, Howard, we'll let you get back to your day. Patriots, Giants, who you got?
I'm going with the Giants. I'm going Giants this one. I mean, how can the Patriots stop the pass rush? I know they want to get rid of the football quickly, but you know, I just don't see them being able to handle the pass rush. They're going to be able to rush for it, the Giants are, and really be able to create some problems and play coverage. So they won't be giving up a lot. They're going to make some plays with some of the dink and dunk passes that New England likes to run and have some success with it. But I think at the end of the day, the physicality that Giants bring to the table, I think ultimately is going to win out. But it's going to be a close one.
Howard, we kept you way longer than we ever anticipated. I've still got 23 questions for you, so I hope we can do this again.
Yeah, absolutely, we can. No problem. I enjoy it. And, you know, spring ball right around the corner.
It'll be comfort once we get rid of this snow. Howard Griffith, BTN Network. Hey, thanks, Howard, for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Okay, guys, take care.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Howard. This TNL Husker Recruiting Update is brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system? Well, with TNL, the choice is simple. The TNL system provides a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is yourself by contacting your nearest TNL dealer or by going online, TLIRR.com. You're going to have plenty of time to get on your computer as long as the power's on. TLIIR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems. Proven technology that works.
Douglas, we got to run here. We got to take a short break because when we come back, Mike Perennial from Mandalay Bay is going to join us.
Woo-woo! Get your questions in. Back after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. Being able to attach a face to a name is important. It enhances our relationships, the way we do business. Unfortunately, meeting all your clients and colleagues in person, these days it's almost impossible. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. I've used it. It's incredible. It lets you meet face-to-face from anywhere in the world. You're in Santa Barbara. I'm in Albany, New York. Hey, we're in the same room. Quit playing with your tie. I can see it. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it takes a webcam and a click to collaborate in a group HD video. That's it. You can see your attendees eye to eye. And I mean, it's clear. You'll feel instantly connected, even if you're thousands of miles apart. Plus, GoToMeeting is easy to set up, simple to use. I used it recently and couldn't believe the clarity of picture. Start hosting your own face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting. My listeners get it free for a month, 30 days. Don't wait. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com. Promo code Colin. You need face-to-face time to seal the deal. GoToMeeting with HD Faces.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing.
one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A winter storm warning is in effect this afternoon through Saturday night. For today, rain early on, then a rain-snow mix in the afternoon after a high of 39. Tonight, snow and blowing snow, heavy at times, 6 to 10 inches possible.
Right now, it's 37.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Don't forget to get on thinkmidway.com all weekend long. Special polls from the Super Bowl. You can answer questions, play along, win prizes, have a chance to win a $20,000 Chevrolet vehicle. It's all this weekend and for the Super Bowl at thinkmidway.com. The edict has just come down. Lou Platt Conference Basketball has officially been moved to Monday. It's not snowing yet, right?
I don't know. Apparently, we're right in the middle of it.
Yeah, we're going to get hammered, right? It's going to snow a lot.
Yes. Well, that's what we're hoping. But we're going to get hammered, too.
Here's what they're doing. The consolation games will be at Wood River on Monday night. They will play the girls at 6 and the boys at 7:30. The championship games will be at St. Paul, 6:15 and 8 o'clock. The girls will be first, Centura Kearney Catholic, and then Kearney Catholic Ravenna. Well, it's here. It's Super Bowl time.
Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay joins us. How are you today?
I'm doing good. We just had to move our bikini contest back outdoors because it got too hot out here.
that is such a crock. I just wondered, as we welcome in the Tony Montana of Vegas, he's in his office surveying all that is his. Is it getting pretty full? Has everyone arrived?
Yeah, this is a really big weekend. You know, every Super Bowl is big, but with these teams, it's a high profile Super Bowl, and then we've got even a better UFC matchup Saturday than we had last year, and it's amazing. It's a big week, and everyone's having probably a little too much fun right now.
Who's a favorite in the main event? Condit?
It's real close, but Diaz is a small favorite. It's minus 180, plus 160 for Carlos Condit.
You know, there was a question I said earlier in the week we got to make sure and ask Mike about. Now I can't remember what it was. It was non-football related. I don't know.
I've been married 3 times.
Oh, Michael, you have last week we talked a little bit about some of the props that are out, because with the Super Bowl, it'd be boring if it was just two things to bet on, over-under and the point spread. So there's like 12 pages of prop bets. What's the craziest one you guys have out there, in your opinion?
You know what? The craziest one everyone keeps telling me it's crazy, which I like, is the Chad Ocosinko. I think they've got a plan to use him. All this press I've seen that he's not going to play, and he's not going to. There's a couple props involving him that I kind of like, actually, because I think I think he might be the first person to score a touchdown, because I think they're going to maybe try something with him. But I could be wrong. That's a gut feeling. I mean, but if you're playing props, you know, if you're going to make any money, the odds are you're going to have to come up with something that isn't probably going to happen, or you just can't make any money. I like the sacks by the Patriots. It's 1.5. I like the over on that. Eli got hammered last game, and it doesn't take much to get Eli down if you can grab him, and I kind of like that prop too.
Mike Perenio, it's interesting because 2 years ago, who would have thought this? One of the prop bets is who will have the most receptions in the game, Chad Ochocinco or Danny Woodhead? And Woodhead is minus 240 to plus 190. 2.5 to...
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
What were the... Go ahead, Mike.
What they say on that is it's because the offense is so hard to pick up, and even though Chad's been in the league a long time, it looks like he should have it picked up by now. So I don't know if that's just an excuse or if they're down. There's been so much press on him about him not going to play, him not going to doesn't know the offense. I find that hard to believe, and I think Belichick's doing a rope a dope on that. I don't know if he'll have more receptions than Woodhead because they'll dump it out to Woodhead, which you know, on a dump those dump passes, he may have more receptions. But I think Chad might have a big play and make an impact on the game.
And what's the odds on him for the first touchdown?
17-1.
Really, I would have thought with all the talk that would have been more than that. But
yeah, that's another thing that kind of makes you wonder, right? Well, you know, why are we even listing him on the sheet as an option on there? But it opened up a little higher than that. It's gone down, and the true odds are probably a little bit better. But I think I could see a big play right off the bat, second play of the game, going deep to him, and. Then all this talk that we've heard all week about him not knowing the offense and not going to really play much would be kind of interesting. But like I said, that's a gut feeling I have.
Still 2.5 and 54.5, Mike?
Yeah, it's 2.5, 54.5. I like the Patriots, of course, not just because we need them right now, but I like them. The interesting thing about that is if you like the Patriots, you just have to bet the money line because it's -140. You don't want to lay $1.25 and give up 2.5 points. I know 2 is a dead number, but 1 is not a dead number. I'd rather lay 15 cents and take the Patriots on the money line minus the 140. It doesn't make any sense to lay $1.25 and 2.5 points.
Mike Perenio, director and czar of the Mandalay Bay and Sportsbook in Las Vegas, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, Daddy asks you a lot about when the money comes in and when you guys have to be careful when the money comes in. Is there a point where you don't have to worry that Sunday afternoon big money comes in, it takes care of itself by then?
Yeah, and this year we're in a good position because of futures. We win pretty good on New England, not quite as good on the Giants. So a lot of the Green Bay money and a lot of West Coast money on the Niners, Raiders, even the beginning of the year, gave us a good position where we win to win the Super Bowl futures, no matter who wins, and really decent on the Patriots if they win. So that puts us in a good position to start with, and then basically we'll book it to you know, not lose a lot of money and maybe make a little money and then tack that onto our futures and. Which is a good position to be in after last year, you know, pretty much having the worst thing since Super Bowl 13. I mean, it was wasn't any fun yesterday. The one thing we went off 3 pretty quick. We hate being on 3 and having to cash tickets for 4 days as everybody collects on their pushes. So I don't think we'll see 3 no matter what, just because you know, either win or lose. Why would you want to book to push?
That's everybody's feeling out there. They want a winner, and they want to cash that winner and double up their money. Mike, obviously, when the big money rolls in, you're like 2.5, right? I mean, that's basically what you were just saying there. Yeah, one's a big number, but 2's a non-factor. You like 2.5, though?
Yeah, I'd still lay the 2.5, but because, you know, more than likely they'll win by 3. But it just doesn't make sense because the money line's only -140. I mean, if it was 2.5, -110 or -115, I'd go the other way. But we've got a, you know, juice on 2.5 is -125. With 1 being a number that is a factor, I'd lay the extra 15 cents and take the money line and root for him to win the game and not worry about it ending on a 1-point game.
Good times, fun times. It's Super Bowl time as New England gets ready to take on the Giants. I think you can give me 100 on number 500. Could you do that?
I don't bet. What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about.
That is the 2012 Lingerie Bowl at Las Vegas. The Philadelphia Passion, a 3-point favorite over the Los Angeles Temptation.
We were real disappointed Vegas lost in the last week's game and didn't make the finals. But we've had lines on that, guys, not just the Lingerie Bowl. We've had lines on that every week of the year for the Lingerie Bowl. and even odds to win it all at the beginning of the year. Please don't ask me what they were. I can't remember on that. But it's interesting. I think we actually lost money this year on that league. But it doesn't take much. The handle's pretty small.
Not on some of them. But
I'm such a straight man.
Mike. I remember at least a couple of the questions. What are Creighton's odds to win the NCAA basketball championship?
Is that the big feeling there? I mean, Nebraska.
Well, it's just,
I checked on their 400 or 500 to 1 now, but Creighton's not listed. I don't think on ours except as the field, which you're not getting any value on. It's 30 to 1. I don't remember seeing them on the futures, and I kind of scanned for the Nebraska and teams in that area. So if you did bet Creighton with us anyway, you would have had to bet them on as the field, and it started at 125 to 1, but it's down to 30 to 1, and maybe that's because Creighton's in the field.
Mike, do you ever lose in the futures deal? I mean, when you got people from all over the country coming in and betting their favorite teams, or does the money just balance out? Whether you're talking World Series, whether you're talking NBA, whatever.
Well, the World Series, as I think we talked about with the Cardinals, we did lose, but it doesn't happen very often. We have a chance to adjust those pretty good, and unless there's something very, very unusual where, like, the Cardinals, having to win almost every game and doing it and then ending up going through the playoffs and winning it all, futures rarely give you the value you should get. So it's something to have fun with, and we definitely – get bets from fans. It's a fan thing. I mean, the Cubs now are 6 to 1, and pretty good chance they might not finish in the top three in their own division. And they're 6 to 1, and we've definitely made some money off them over the years.
Mike Perenio with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show with 12 pages of proposition bets. What are the bad ones?
The Lingerie Bowl one, I believe. Now, you know what? The worst propositions, unless you get them right away, are usually margin of victory, where you pick the exact score or exact margin of victory. A lot of people bet the exact score of the Patriots, and they'll bet 10, 12 different bets. You can only win one. So, I mean, if you are going to bet those, you just bet Patriots are going to win by 13 and take 12 to 1. You don't bet the Patriots are going to win by 7, 10, 12, 13. You see it a lot of times. People come in and they bet like round propositions in boxing. You know, the knockout is Pacquiao going to win in the sixth round? Well, they'll bet, give me Pacquiao to win by knockout in rounds 5 through 8. Well, you can make money on doing that, but only one of those 7 bets is going to win. So you have 6 losers automatically, and that's what people do. The same thing with the exact score or win by the exact margin. If you're going to do that, take a shot with a number and hope you're right. Don't bet 10, 11, where you got automatically 10 losers, and the best odds are 12 to 1, so even if you do win, it's going to give you 2 to 1, and if you don't hit the right one, you're going to lose money no matter what.
Well, once again, we educate on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you're going to make 7 bets, it better pay you over 7 to 1 to win it.
More like 30 to 1, I would say. If you get 7 to 1, you're pretty much breaking even.
There you go.
A couple other things we talked about that folks are interested. Who's the favorite in Daytona?
Daytona 500 is Tony Stewart, and they've also got odds up already to win NASCAR and the championship, and that's Jimmy Johnson. Daytona's coming up here real quick, and looks like it's going to be a pretty good season for NASCAR. That's one sport that grows quite a bit. And believe it or not, that's the one sport where we have it set for pretty low limits so we can watch it, because every once in a while someone seems to be able to get us for money on NASCAR. So I think the fans in there are pretty knowledgeable, and they really watch and know their cars and their drivers and know what's going on. So it's the one of the sports where we really have to watch it and make sure we don't do something or let someone do something to us.
How about the Masters? Is it still Tiger? And if it is Tiger, who's after that?
Yeah, it's it's just because of the popularity. It always ends up being Tiger and Phil, and even though neither one of them probably have a chance, Phil because of his health, and Tiger because he just can't play right now, and he may get better, he may not, but he does like the course there, and it does set up for him quite a bit, but I think I'd stay away from betting Tiger for a while until you see some improvement. I mean, he's improved a little bit, but not enough to win a major. These young kids are all real good, and they can hit it a mile. I like this Adam Scott kid. There's a lot of these guys that, you know, really good players in golf. And to be honest with you, it's all because of Tiger a lot of these guys are playing. He increased the popularity of golf so much. They saw the money he was making. Not that that influences young golfers at all, but the hype and the way he was winning majors, it's kind of a thing where his own success led to a lot of these kids really trying hard and getting better and playing the kind of golf he was playing all by himself a few years ago. And now there's people that have that level of play pretty much spread out. It's there's a lot of parity in golf right now.
Are you retiring from the Pick Five?
No, we just had the luck. We just had the luck pick six for HBO show here too. Recently, we had the premiere here in Vegas for the show.
Cool.
Season premiere. Saw a lot of celebrities here. Dustin Hoffman was here. Nick Nolte. Actually, all the people from the show Luck were here, and I got to meet a few of them. And it was crazy. These red carpet events, when you tack those on to what we do here and having fun, it's Vegas slowly but surely has kind of turned into a little mini Hollywood.
Why didn't they cash that ticket? Why didn't they cash that ticket?
Yeah, that's one thing about that show. You think you I don't know how quick it's going to catch on, because you really have to know about the horse race betting to kind of get some of the language and lingo they use. But you know what? I've always learned a long time ago. It's not, don't hide stuff. Just get it out there. Pay your taxes and go on. So that didn't make sense to me either. But it's drama. It's Hollywood.
Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook in Mandalay Bay. Anytime you're out in Vegas, make your reservations at the Bay, and Mike's going to take care of you when you're in watching football, when you're in watching basketball, especially when you're doing the horse race. And when the Super Bowl's done, I've heard folks saying, hey, we're going out in March, we're going out in May, we're going out this summer for our anniversary or a bachelor party, whatever. Now, once the Super Bowl gets gone, you got another big event that's coming up in the next 4 to 6 weeks?
Well, the big one's March Madness. We're almost already full for March Madness, and been 90% full for a month or two. So people definitely plan ahead if you're coming out for those things. The nice thing is, like, the second week of March Madness, there's not as many games, and they don't start at 8 in the morning. But if you're in Vegas, you really want to get up at 8 in the morning to watch games. I mean, the second week of March Madness, not as busy. It's really a good time to come out here, and you get to see a lot of good quality games. Some of the bad teams are out of the tournament, but March Madness is our big go around, and it's crazy as Super Bowl, and we look forward to those times of year because it's so much fun.
Your prediction is?
I'm taking the Patriots on the money line.
God, I hope you're right. Mike Perenio, as always, thanks for the time. We'll catch up with you again soon. Enjoy the weekend and the madness.
I appreciate it, guys. And by the way, we've got a bunch of your listeners, Doug and Daddy listeners, out here this weekend. So we appreciate everyone out there in Nebraska listening to when I'm on and listening to your show. It seems like we got quite a few fans of yours out here this weekend.
Well, I know there's two or three of them. Just drag them in a corner, throw a blanket over them. They'll be fine. Mike, have fun. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Scott Steinberg's going to join us to talk Kearney High hoops right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Today, business can take you anywhere. Heck, there's even talk of professional football going international, which is why Regis offers virtual office solutions around the world. For a fraction of the cost of a traditional office, Manhattan, London, or maybe just around the corner, whether you're looking to expand your business into new markets, or if you work from home, a Regis virtual office gives you exactly what you need. A professional business image with clients. That's key. You'll get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, and use of meeting rooms and a private office. That's the benefit of a Regis virtual office. You get all the amenities of a full-time office without the expense of one. Call Regis, the new way to work. It's the most cost-effective way to have a business presence locally, nationally, or globally. Find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office. So contact Regis today and mention The Herd to get 2 months free. So go to Regis.com/Cowherd. Regus.com/Cowherd. Or call 800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Saturday on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA basketball, two Big Ten powers battle for the top spot as number 3 Ohio State travels to Madison to take on number 19 Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Drew Bonadelli. Join Mike Wozniak and me for all the action as Jared Sullinger and the Buckeyes look to keep the conference crown against Jordan Taylor and the Badgers. Ohio State, Wisconsin at the Kohl Center. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Saturday at 1 on ESPN Radio.
A winter storm warning is in effect this afternoon through Saturday night. For today, rain early on, then a rain-snow mix in the afternoon after a high of 39. Tonight, snow and blowing snow, heavy at times, 6 to 10 inches possible.
Right now, it's 37.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. All of our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK Burger King, located two locations in Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, North Platte. They serve their lunch all the time, whether they're open in the morning. Maybe you want a burger at 8 in the morning. Heck, over the weekend may just be whenever you can get there. They're going to take care of you at BK. Well, coming up, we're not too far away from the postseason. Scott Steinbrück joins us, Kearney Bearcat boys basketball coach. They set at 13-6 as they head into the weekend. And, Coach, is the game still on?
Well, actually, just about a half hour ago, we found out that it is postponed till a later date, and we're still trying to figure out when that later date is going to be. But we got a whole bunch of disappointed players and coaches right now, and probably some fans as well, that we're not going to get that game played on Saturday. But we're going to try our best to get it possibly early next week.
Well, Scott, it's been, I guess, an up and down season for you. You said 13-6. You got to be pretty happy with that. Your overall assessment.
All things considered, you know, I think going in to this season, I think our internally amongst our players and coaching staff, our expectations were pretty high. I think externally, you know, looking at you know, the players that we lost, three guys went on to play college basketball, probably most notably Tyler Shields, UNK. We lost 80% of our scoring, almost 90% of our rebounding. So coming in, I think that there wasn't a lot of experience returning, but you know, we had a good summer. We had a dynamite JV team last year, and this group of six seniors has really stepped it up, and we've gotten some good contributions from some underclassmen as well. And we sit at 13-6. We probably don't have that marquee win yet. We're just kind of going along, maybe beating the people that we're supposed to beat, but don't have a win against the top 10 team yet. But our finishing schedule these last five or six games, everybody is right in that top 10 category or just barely out of it. So we're going to have some opportunities to hopefully pick up a couple big wins here in the final month of the season.
You have to have a little confidence after the kids bounce back in the second half against Norfolk, where it could have easily went the other way.
Yeah, that was the feeling in the locker room after the game. You know, we were disappointed. We got off to a little bit of a rugged start, but we were really proud, and I was really proud of the guys, the way they battled in that third and fourth corner and made that a really interesting game. And if there was any doubt in our kids' mind that they were capable of playing with some of the elite teams in the state, I think that proved to themselves you know, that they have a chance. If we play well, if we do the little things right, that we can be competitive with just about anybody. Obviously, the game against Omaha Central is going to be another chance to put that to a test, and we're going to have to play even better than we did against Norfolk to make it competitive with Central.
With five games left on the schedule, you got to be happy that Hastings isn't one of them.
I tell you what, we've had our our issues with them this year. I mean, I look at their record and I'm thinking, my goodness, they should have more wins than that. But they're right around maybe a game or two below 500. But if they played like they did against us every time, that's a team that, and even if not, I mean, that's a team that could be in the Class B state tournament. That they just get after it and complete. And Coach Rosno is doing a great job there because they give us fifth. They took it to us in the GNAC and gave us everything we could handle and more on Tuesday night. We were just happy as heck to get out of there with a win. You know, with that game sandwiched between Norfolk and Central, I don't care if it was overtime, regulation, 1 point, 20 points, we'll take the win and see them next year.
Scott, who overtook you? You said you lost 80% of your scoring. Who had to step up and score for you this year?
Well, Nate Stevens was a kid for us. He started since his sophomore year. You know, last year he probably averaged 6-7 points a game, missed half the season with a real bad ankle injury. So he's actually one of the top scorers in Class A right now. He's averaging over 17 points a game. And with the way the Class A game has been played, you know, most nights, you know, it's going to be played in the 50s and 60s. Heck, we've even had a game or two in the 30s and 40s this year. So for Nate to consistently get 17 points a game is awfully good on his part. Jake Sheldon is in double figures for us. He's another one of our shooting guards. Thomas Gillen, our starting post players in double figures, and our point guard, Damian Austin, is just under double figures, about 9.5 points a game. So we're probably a little bit more balanced than we were last year. When you have four guys that, you know, are consistently getting right around double figures, it's not like defenses are able to just focus on one or two guys. And transition-wise, we've been pretty good as well this year, and our guards do a nice job of sharing the basketball.
Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. Needing, I guess you talked about getting that first signature win and having the opportunity to play better here over the last 5-6 games. What's it going to take for this team to, I don't know, even know that it's a hump you got to get over. What's it going to take for them to have a chance in their district?
Well, you know, the way districts are seated, it's anybody's guess where we're going to end up. But every game that we win, you know, we increase our seed. I think the consensus is, everybody kind of in that middle of the pack like we are is trying to win a few games to avoid ending up in the same district as Norfolk or Central. If it happens, it happens. But I think the way we're playing now, we're definitely capable of increasing our seed from where we stand right now. But, you know, for us, rebounding has been a challenge all year long. Our tallest player on our roster is 6'3". Most of the teams that we play this year, sometimes their point guards are taller than our five-man is. And that's life. That's reality. We've battled that challenge all year, and we just continue to emphasize rebounding. If we can continue to get better at rebounding, you know, we're going to have to keep shooting the ball well. When we shoot the ball well, like we did in the second half against Norfolk, you know, I'm confident that we can score some points. It's just a matter of consistently getting stops on the defensive end and then finishing those possessions with just good fundamental rebounding. And our kids know that, and they know we have to get better. And if you look at the games that we've won, we typically, you know, we win or almost win the rebounding battle. And the games that we lose or really struggle to play well in, you know, a lot of times it's the giving up offensive rebounds that give us some problems. But we address it in practice, and the kids are working hard, and hopefully it'll continue to get better.
Kearney High boys basketball. Scott Steinbrook joins us for just another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Scott, Omaha Central, I guess everybody from the start of the season, when you said the kids are disappointed, the coaching staff's disappointed, this is a game people have looked forward to because it happens once every 60, 80 years that you get a team like this to come to Kearney. They're number one in the state. I've heard that their junior varsity team or their second five would be rated third in the state. Tell us about this team and what you saw in film and what you were going to have to go up against.
Well, Central's, you know, if you talk to some people that have been watching high school basketball in Nebraska for a long time, this current team and looking ahead to their team next year, I mean, they're probably in the best ever conversation. But the beauty of the game of basketball, with the ability to manage the clock, with the three-point shot, with them having to come out here, you know, there are a few things that could potentially work in our favor. You know, the magnitude of the game for us is the fact that there's never been an OPS team, not just Central, but any Omaha Public Schools team, come out here to play us. And for Central, I appreciate the fact that they're willing to, you know, think outside the box a little bit and schedule Kearney. Now, we'll go there next year, but this is a great opportunity for our kids. It's a great opportunity for our school. It's a great opportunity for just the casual sports fan in Kearney. And I think there's just been a lot of interest and a lot of hype building up to this game. And then combine that with the fact Central's 20-0. They've won a whole bunch of state championships the past 5 years. They have maybe one of the most highly recruited players ever. in the state of Nebraska and Akoya Gao. And then they're just a tremendous basketball team. So there's lots of challenges. We just need to find a way to play our best game of the season. We need to find a way to take care of the basketball and not let them just overwhelm us with their pressure. And our kids are excited about the opportunity. Now we're just hopefully the schedule can work out and still get them to come out here. But overall, it's just a great opportunity, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, that was my next question. With just such a short amount of time left remaining, only a couple weeks in the season, how confident are you this game will be played?
Well, we feel pretty good. We're trying to rearrange a couple of our ninth grade games and reserve games because both us and Central have the same finishing schedule. We both play next Friday and Saturday, and we both play the following Thursday and Friday. So, you know, in reality, if we're going to make it work, it's probably going to have to be one of the next couple Mondays, maybe a Tuesday, because late in the year, I don't think anybody necessarily wants to go into a district tournament, you know, having played a Thursday, Friday, Saturday triple header.
Right.
I think we're myself and Coach Behrens, the Central coach, we're pretty realistic that we want to try to get it played on a Monday or a Tuesday to still give us a couple days of recovery in there as we're preparing for our next set of games, the Friday, Saturday, or the Thursday, Friday. But again, the athletic directors are on it. I trust they'll make a good decision here, and hopefully we'll still see him out here sometime next week.
Scott, the district is who, and who's the main concern in there if you're going to advance in this deal?
Well, you know, again, it doesn't get seeded until after the regular season. So, you know, Class A is unique in the fact that it's really one giant mini state tournament. All 28 teams get seeded. The top seven seeds will host. You know, we could be anywhere as high as a 7 or 8 seed, and we could be anywhere as low as a 15 or 16 seed. And, again, there's a lot of basketball to be played, but like I said, every game you win, you're probably going to increase your seed one or two spots. And the good thing for us, we kind of control our own destiny because with excluding Central, with Grand Island, Lincoln High, Lincoln Southwest, and Lincoln North Star, you know, they're all kind of like us. They're all a couple games over 500. They all are kind of hanging into that bottom part of the top 10, 11, 12 seeds right there, and if we can win a few of those games, we're in the conversation for a single digit seed, and that's what you want. You want to get the best seed you possibly can, and just go from there.
That is the best way to do it for the state tournament in Class A, is it not?
Yeah, in all honesty, it is a very equitable system, but it's going to make it a lot tougher for schools outside of the Lincoln and Omaha metro areas to qualify. We face a lot of disadvantages with enrollment and population that we just, when you're competing against Omaha Central that has nearly twice as many students as we do, factor in the travel. If we're having to go there for district tournaments, it's going to be more challenging. But looking at the big picture, if the NCAA's mission is to get the best eight teams there, I think the statewide seeding serpentine system is a very fair way of doing that. And the little guys like Kearney and North Platte and Columbus and North Fork's figuring it out right now. They've had a nice run here. We just got to make sure that we're, our kids are getting better and are working hard. And that's one reason we schedule these teams. We made a very conscious effort to schedule teams like Benson and Central and Papillion and Millard, guys like that, knowing that the district was going to come down to this. Because if we're going to be in the same district as those teams, we need to see them in the regular season to get prepared to play that level of athlete and that level of team in the postseason.
Well, last question that I've got. You saw Norfolk. You saw a lot of Central on film. Who's the best team in the state?
Well, Norfolk probably isn't as talented, guy 1 through 8 as Omaha Central is. Central is the guy in the middle, Akoya Gao, but Central probably has the edge in talent. But Norfolk has one of those special teams right now. They've been kind of building towards this year, the last couple of years. And you can't necessarily put a value on chemistry and unity and things like that. But Norfolk, I don't know if it's something in the water or Coach Reese is doing a great job there. But, they're really buying into, hey, this is a special team, this is a special place. And, so it's hard to say what the value of that is. Overall, skill, athleticism, probably is the edge to Central. But Norfolk has just found a way to keep winning and winning the last couple of years. If you ask me that again after we play Central, I might be able to give you a better answer. But it's sure going to be fun getting a chance to play both of those teams this year and in our own building.
Pats or Giants?
I think Pats. I think Brady is eager to get the rematch versus Eli on the field, and I just hope for a great game. I'm a neutral fan in this game. I hope for a great game. Hopefully it's as exciting as the last time they played, but if I had to pick, I'd probably go with New England.
Scotty, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the weekend off.
I appreciate that. Always a pleasure.
Talk to you soon. Scott Steinbrook, the head coach of the Kearney Bearcats. Omaha Central, they have canceled or they postponed that game with number one Omaha Central scheduled for tomorrow. Some schools that are letting out early here. Amherst is out at 12:30, as is Anselmo Myrna. Arcadia just let out. Bertrand and Loomis are both getting out at 1 o'clock. Are they allowed to do that, agree on something? Ord is getting out at 2. SEM just got out. It must be on its way. Still not snowing here in Kearney, but obviously it's on its way. So many more other things going on. You can go to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on our weather link, and it's right there. All the postponements and cancellations for everything. Basketball versus Northwestern Holdridge. That is done. I'm scanning the new sheet here. Blue Hill and Shelton. That has been rescheduled to 5:45. We knew that. That's the Twin Valley Conference boys games. They're still trying that. Kennesaw and Deschler at 4. Lexington, they've called off their basketball. Alma has moved up their games with Southern Valley to 2:30. Kearney High has canceled the boys basketball youth clinic tomorrow. The speech invite was canceled today. I think that's everything that has been updated right here. So you good?
I'm good, except
time
for
to make our predictions.
That's right.
Time to make our predictions. All right, you go first.
I will take the New York Giants 34, New England Patriots 26. And the Giants playing better right now. Plus, you know what? Since New England's cheated, they've never won one. That's staying with me a little bit. I will take the Giants 34, New England Patriots 26.
You're going with a very high-scoring Super Bowl. I'm looking back here. We had 35-10, 33-14, 16-7. Those were the first three. Now the last three, 31-25, 56 points, 31-17, 48 points, 27-23, 50 points, 17-14, Giants-New England last time, 31 points, 46, 31, 45, 61, 69, 37. Oh, and you're picking Cruz as the MVP, huh?
I'm picking Victor Cruz as the MVP.
I am taking the New England Patriots, which should make everyone happy because 90% of America is taking the Giants. I believe the Giants are going to turn the ball over. I believe the Giants are going to turn the ball over quite a bit. The Patriots, 31. The Giants, 14. MVP, Tom Brady. Might be a defensive guy. That's too hard to pick right now. With that many turnovers, it could be a defensive guy, and good Lord, who could, I mean.
Yeah.
Picking a needle out of the haystack, I couldn't even tell you most of the New England Patriots defensive players outside of Wolfolk. So, and Julian Edelman, who could play on both sides. I wanted to say Woodhead, but that would be a miracle. So, I'm going to go Brady, your MVP. The Patriots win it over the Giants, 31-14. Who you got, Jeff?
I'll take the Patriots.
Let's wrap this baby up. Coming up on Monday, a total recap of what happened in the world of sports over the weekend and what didn't. And we'll get you into all that. Again, Lou Platt and Fort Kearney, they have moved their conference basketball tournaments to Monday. All right? And we will have those for you. Fort Kearney here on ESPN. Lou Platt on Classic Hits 98.9, the championships in both of those. And there's so much more. So go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, and keep up with it. Nebraska plays Minnesota on Sunday. Told you about the Nebraska women's win. The Storm are on the road. You can hear both games tonight and tomorrow on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tony, you'll be happy. Commissioner Roger Goodell says there'll be Thursday night NFL games from week 2 to week 15.
Nice. Let's see some of Bob Costas' new show last night. Excellent viewing pleasure. He had Roger Goodell on, then he had Chris Collinsworth, Al Michaels in the game.
Madonna?
Yeah, Madonna on early. That was before I got to watching it, but Goodell was excellent.
Oh, by the way, there was one more thing I wanted to say. Best of luck to the Hastings College baseball team as they open their season this weekend in Oklahoma City. See you Monday. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Be safe during Snowmageddon. We'll see you Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.